Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're going to get our hands dirty, so to speak. We're digging into the Soil Health Academy's 2024 annual report.
That's right.
Now, I know dirt may not sound like the most thrilling topic, but...
Oh, it's fascinating.
It really is. And this isn't just about what's under our feet, right?
Right.
This is about the connection between healthy soil and a thriving community, especially right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, Texas.
Absolutely. Healthy soil is the foundation for so much. The thing about the quality of our food, the resilience of those local farms we have, even the health of our environment, you can't separate them.
You really can't. And this report gives us a great look at how an organization like the Soil Health Academy is working to make a real difference. I was struck right away by the new format of the report. It's clear they've been listening to feedback, especially from their donors, and they've made it much more accessible and easy to understand.
It's so important to listen to stakeholders, especially when you're an organization focused on sustainability and community impact. It really shows a commitment to transparency and accountability.
I agree. And speaking of impact, the report highlights some pretty incredible results from their graduates.
Yeah.
For instance, SHA graduates have reduced their chemical fertilizer use by a whopping 65%.
That's amazing. And that's not just a number in a report. That's a real win for our local waterways. Less fertilizer running off into our rivers and bayous means cleaner water for everyone. Healthy soil practices lead to a healthier environment for everyone in Southeast Houston.
And a healthier community overall. The report also mentioned that 85% of graduates saw an increase in forage diversity and biomass on their livestock operations. So for those of us who aren't ranchers, can you break that down?
Yeah. Forage diversity basically means the variety of plants that livestock graze on. When you have more plant variety, you have a more resilient ecosystem. That leads to healthier livestock, better quality meat and dairy products, which benefits us all.
So it's not just about how much food is produced. It's about the quality and how it impacts the whole ecosystem. The report also highlights positive feedback from SHA graduates. 95% said they found their experience to be valuable.
And 75% called it highly valuable. Those numbers are significant. It really shows that SHA is providing practical, applicable knowledge that farmers and ranchers can actually use to improve their operations.
And that, in turn, improves our local food systems as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear they're making a difference. But it's really their vision for the future that stood out to me. They're looking to expand their reach, going beyond farmers and ranchers to connect with educators, healthcare professionals, anyone who is interested in a healthier community.
It's a smart strategy. They're recognizing that healthy soil isn't just an agriculture issue. By connecting with educators, they can reach younger generations. And by working with healthcare professionals, they can really start to highlight the link between healthy soil, nutritious food, and overall well-being. It's all connected.
It really is.
Yeah.
SHA is also working on a docuseries called Destination Regeneration to reach an even wider audience. I think this could be big.
Oh, me too. Documentaries have a way of changing minds. Just look at the impact of Kiss the Ground. Destination Regeneration could bring the importance of regenerative agriculture right to the forefront.
Especially here in Southeast Houston. And the report also features testimonials from SHA graduates. Mary Portner from Port Haven Dairy said investing in SHA was the best decision they've made in over 30 years of farming. I'm really inspired by the dedication of these graduates. It makes you wonder how we can all support this movement as residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. What can we do?
It's a great question and one we should explore. What are you thinking?
Well, supporting our local farms and businesses that prioritize soil health is definitely a great start. We can make a real difference with our buying power.
You're right. Our choices matter. We can invest in a healthier future for our community. And we can also advocate for policies that encourage sustainable agriculture.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there. We'll be sure to talk more about that in the rest of this deep dive. But first, let's look at what SHA is doing to reach new audiences and expand their impact.
One thing that really stands out in this report is SHA's plan to reach beyond just the agricultural community.
I noticed that too.
Their strategic plan is interesting, especially with those new pilot academies they're launching.
Yes, I was curious about those. Four new academies, each with a specific focus. Wildlife, water quality, even health and food.
Yeah.
What do you think the reasoning is there?
Well, it seems like a good way to tailor the educational content to different groups, right? It lets them go deep on those connections between soil health and, well, broader societal concerns.
Yeah, almost like creating a customized learning experience relevant to people's interests.
Exactly. Picture a pilot academy on water quality right here in Pasadena. Bring together residents, policymakers, businesses. You could explore how regenerative practices actually improve the health of our waterways.
That would be so impactful, especially with how important our waterways are here. For recreation, for the local economy, it all ties in.
It shows how thinking about the soil can have real positive effects on our daily lives. And it goes beyond just Pasadena. Think about Deer Park with the Deer Park Prairie. A wildlife-focused academy there would be amazing.
It could help protect that whole ecosystem. It's encouraging to see SHA taking this kind of targeted approach. It's really in line with what we try to do here at Think and Act, locally giving residents the power to make changes in their communities.
Speaking of empowerment, that docuseries SHA is developing, Destination Regeneration, we mentioned it before, but what sort of impact do you see a project like that having?
I think it has the potential to be huge. Documentaries are great at getting to a wide audience, you know? They can really get people talking.
They're a good way to take complicated issues and turn them into stories people connect with. Look at films like Food Inc. or Cowspiracy. Those really got people thinking about food and sustainability.
Yeah. Destination Regeneration could do the same for regenerative agriculture. It could bring it into the mainstream and get people thinking about taking action.
And not just individuals. A well-made documentary can reach policymakers, businesses, and create momentum for bigger change.
Imagine. Destination Regeneration helps to shift those large-scale agricultural practices. Healthier food, cleaner water, more resilient ecosystems.
Exciting, right. And I think SHA is in a good spot to make it happen. The expertise is there, the passion, and their strategic plan gives them a roadmap to get the message out.
I'm really impressed with their vision. It's inspiring to see them making these connections between soil health and all these crucial issues.
It's like a reminder that everything is connected. The soil, our food, water, the environment, our own well-being.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Which leads us back to what can we do as residents of Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena? How do we support this?
First off, educate ourselves. This deep dive is a good start, but there are tons of resources out there. Books, documentaries, online courses, you name it.
It's about learning so we can make better choices. We can choose to support those local farms and businesses that are putting these practices into action.
That's right. Our everyday decisions add up. We can choose to invest in making our communities healthier, and we can push for policies that help sustainable agriculture and protect our resources.
We can all play a role in creating the future we want, right?
Exactly. Even small actions, if enough people are doing them, can have a big impact.
You mentioned you had an idea about making this a reality here in Southeast Houston. I'm really curious to hear what you're thinking.
Well, you know, we were talking about that SHA docuseries, Destination Regeneration, and how it could be a tool to bring awareness and get people engaged. I thought, why not bring that right here?
You mean?
A screening right here in Southeast Houston.
I love that. It's right in line with what we do at Think and Act locally. You know, giving residents the power to make changes in their own communities.
We could even partner up with some local organizations like the Deer Park Prairie or maybe Armand Bayou Nature Center, make it a real community thing.
We could invite local farmers, ranchers, educators, businesses, anyone who's interested. It'd be a chance to start a conversation, connect people with resources.
And maybe a panel discussion after. Get some experts from SHA, some local farmers and ranchers who are already doing this stuff. Let people ask questions.
Oh, that's a great idea. People could learn firsthand about regenerative agriculture, the benefits, the challenges, maybe even get inspired to try it themselves, or at least support the businesses that are.
See, from a deep dive into a report to a community event, even a potential plan of action, it's amazing how exploring a topic can lead to real change.
It really is. It all goes back to thinking and acting locally, taking what we learn, connecting it to the people and resources right here, and making a difference.
So to all our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena, what steps can you take? How can you support regenerative agriculture and soil health where you are?
It could be finding those local farms, using these practices, making different choices about the food you buy, or even speaking up for policies that support sustainable agriculture. It all adds up.
Every single action, even if it seems small, helps build a healthier future for us all.
We hope this deep dive got you thinking differently about the ground beneath our feet. If you found it valuable, check out the Soil Health Academy's website. You can find the link in the show notes.
And of course, if you're passionate about our local community like we are, we invite you to support our show at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Your contributions help us keep bringing you these deep dives into topics that matter.
Thanks for listening.